The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
Your party seeks Gira, Madam Bren Gira, or you would not be here. No one ever comes to see Zisk.
It's a matter of life and death.
Ooh, I think I will allow an audience with Gira this day, yes. Because I like red hair. Wait here.
What an odd fellow.
And now we continue our story.
Come in!
Her ladyship is here to see you, Archbishop.
Her ladyship? Do you mean Matilda?
The one and only, sir. Yes.
Then show her in, Danth, and be quick about it.
Of course, Archbishop.
You know, you really should have a good old-fashioned spring clean round here now and again, Bertie. The place has become, well, quite dusty and unkempt.
Ugh. To what do I owe the honour of your visit, Matilda?
Oh, right to the point, eh, Bertram?
You bothered to come all this way out of the heart of town to this academy, so I assume it's something important. Especially this early in the morning. You almost never make early calls. And I can't recall the last time you visited us here.
Quite right, Bertram. Yes. Yes, I haven't time to mince words. We have a problem.
Another problem?
The same one. Just different chapter. But this chapter may well be our last, unless... we act quickly.
You are listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 3, Chapter 9, An Audience with Madam Gira, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Gira will see you, but only the women folk and the handsome one.
Well, that's your aid, you Rindorf.
Nor you, dwarf.
Gira will see the women, Rosa Darnhelm and Zoe Underhill, and the one known as Fitz Redhawk. Does that make it clear?
Yes, mighty Zisk. We humbly beg your pardon.
It is not humbly accepted. Come, you three. Come into the shadows.
Seems they've gone.
Yes, but to where?
Gira's domain.
How exceedingly vague.
What are you on about, Matilda? I haven't the time nor the energy to decipher your riddles this morning.
Well, I suggest you make time, Bertie, because we're in real hot water this time.
Which means?
Gwyneth Traugott is in town.
Gwyneth Traugott? Dear? Lily? On behalf of the Emperor?
Oh, no. She's come for the Apple Festival. Of course she's here on behalf of the Emperor, you... Claude. Oh, yes, indeed. That Emperor, who will be joining her by the morrow, at least according to her.
Oh, Hell not! Emperor Layton is coming here. What are we going to do? I mean, why would the Emperor be coming here?
No doubt, because of your mishandling of a certain situation. They're coming here to look into this matter of the Council of Mages, yes? Yes, which, if you'd handled the matter with better care, none of this would be happening.
But, Natilda, I filled out a report and sent it off to court.
Oh, yes. And what did you say in this amazing report, eh?
That the council died of some kind of exposure to food poisoning.
Of some kind. Oh, were you really as vague as that?
Well, you suggested it.
Oh, no. I suggested that you find something believable. Not something so vague that the Emperor himself would question our competence as public representatives.
Which would not have been necessary if you hadn't killed the council in the first place.
Keep your voice down, Bertram. And I suggest you keep statements like that to yourself altogether. Especially when Gwyneth Trelgott comes calling. Because, unless, of course, you'd like to be publicly executed as an accessory to the deed.
You got us into this mess, Natilda.
Did I not just say be quiet?
Yes. I'm sorry. But how can we get out of this mess now, Nat?
Firstly, stop calling me Nat. Secondly, we'll get out of this mess by being smart and playing dumb. Oh, you should be quite capable of the latter at any rate. Or have I overestimated you? I'd really hate to have to cut my losses, eh, Bertie? With my ever so sharp blade.
Look, Natilda, I apologise. I know I've messed up.
Messed up? Oh, an understatement, Bertram. And let me tell you, one more mistake like that will most likely be your last. Now, if you take me down with you, trust me when I tell you, your end will be much more unpleasant than my own. I promise you that. Do you understand me, Bertram Fenton?
Oh, yes, Natilda, I do, I assure you. I'll handle this.
Handle it? You'll bloody well fix it.
Yes. Yes, of course I will. I'll find someone to be the fall guy if need be.
See to it that you do fix it. And I don't care how or who you have to ruin to do so, but Bertram, you better be extra smart about it this time, because when Gwyneth Trelgott comes calling, she won't be fooled easily, and she won't cut you a deal as I have. She'll just cut off... Well, I think you get the idea.
I'll do all I can, Matilda. I swear it.
Oh, you better do more than swear. Just you remember who got you to where you are today. Who was it now? Oh, yes, it was me. I put you there, Bertram. And just let me assure you, I can easily put you down again. And you know how far down is, do you, Bertie?
Yes, Natilda, I know just what you mean. I'll do all I can to get us out of this mess.
Oh, good, boy. He's a good boy. That's right. I'm counting on you, Bertie. Remember that. I shall see myself out. Ta-ta.
What is this place?
It's very strange and misty. Almost surreal.
We seem to be alone. No sign of Zisk.
Some guide he turned out to be.
No guide is needed here. For you are in the land of dreams.
Dreams? What do you mean, dreams?
It is only an expression. Welcome, my children. You have found Giva. And I welcome you.
Where is this place?
As I said, it is the land of dreams. You are no longer in the real world. You are in my world. A place that is both real and unreal.
I see.
Do you?
Not really, no. Sorry.
It matters not. I am here to guide you. You do seek guidance, do you not?
Yes, we do.
It's Red Hawk, the handsome one. We welcome you most of all.
Me? Why?
You are a guide, not unlike us.
Us? Who is us?
Zoe Underhill. You are a seeker. Not unlike Rosa Darnhelm here.
What do you mean?
I mean, you each have a part to play. A very important part to play in this story.
Story? We're in a story?
Life is made up of many stories. Or perhaps a better word would be journeys. We all have our part to play on the path.
I think we may be getting off the plot a bit, to use your analogy.
I see what you mean. You each have a part to play in this story. You each seek the same things, yet you each seek different things. Three branches of the same path.
I hate to interrupt, but we came here for answers. We came here in the hopes that you could tell us how to find Lillian Fairheart, A young woman who has lost her way.
No.
No? I don't understand.
Lillian Fairheart has not lost her way. She is on her path. Her correct path.
That may be so, but we've been charged with finding her.
Yes. I know. You also have a part to play on her journey. But first, you must each find your way.
Gira, you said that we must each find our way, but I don't understand.
No. But you will.
All right, so what must I do?
Rosa Darnhelm, you must face the great Mook. If he sees you are worthy, he may pass on the answers to the questions you have.
The great Mook? Who is that?
You will find out. Follow the mist. It will lead you to the great Mook.
Welcome to my domain, Lily Fairheart.
What is this place?
A private place where we can talk uninterrupted.
Are you really who you say you are?
Who else might I be?
No one.
You fear someone? This I can sense. You must be forthright, or I cannot help you, Lily Fairheart.
Oh, all right. I've made a deal with the Fire Wraith known as Detlor. And he can disguise himself as other people when I least expect it.
Ah, and you fear I am he. This explains much. I assure you, I am Hero. This Detlor, the Fire Wraith, he has asked you for a favor, no?
I am to locate an artifact known as the Wand of Taldek.
Oh, a powerful artifact of the ancient times. Very powerful and very dangerous.
I know, but I made a deal with Detlor, and he expects me to deliver it to him.
Do you know what power the Wand of Taldek will give to this Fire Wraith?
Not really, no.
It will give him the ability to enter our world and to wreak havoc upon our realm. He must not get the opportunity to destroy the world.
I know. I made a mistake. I should never have contacted the creatures of the underworld. I was desperate.
You seek knowledge. You seek answers about the past. But in seeking information about the past, you may have destroyed the future. For if this Detlor gets his hands on the wand, he will surely destroy us all.
And if I don't live up to my side of the bargain, he will kill those I care about. I'm backed into a corner. What can I do? I know I made a huge mistake. I'm sorry for that. What should I do now?
There are answers to your questions, and there is a solution to your problem.
There's a way out of all this?
Yes, there is always a way.
Tell me, please. How can I keep Detlor at bay?
It will require deep magic. Powerful magic.
Do you mean that I have to seek the help of the Council of Mages?
Hopefully it will not come to that, child. The Council of Mages is nearly as corrupt as this fire wraith of the underworld. But I suspect you know this already.
Yes. I've spent enough time at the Academy of Mages to know that.
Then you must seek the help of Jaron the Great. Only he can fight a fire wraith and survive.
I don't understand.
Follow the mist, Rosa Varenhelm. Now, you will be led to the great Mook. The Mooku will give you the answers you seek. If he feels you are worthy.
If I'm worthy? How do I prove that?
The great Mooku will decide.
I think you should do as she says, Rosa. It'll be okay. I feel sure.
All right. If you're sure of all this, I trust you, Fitz. If you say it's okay, then I'll do as she says.
I believe in my heart that it will be fine.
Very well, then. I'll do it.
Fitz, Red Hawk, be a guide. There is little you need to know at this time, for you have wisdom. We can see that, but I feel you too have questions.
I have many questions, yes.
Then follow the mist, and you will find the one who can answer some of your questions.
Very well. I will trust you, Gira.
And what about me?
You are a seeker. But I feel you may be lost. So, Underhill.
I suppose I am.
You have an important part to play in this story.
Me? I'm nobody. I don't even have a family. No one cares about me. Not really.
That is not so. You have made an impression, Zoe Underhill.
Oh yeah? On who?
Your companions. They each care for you. In their own way.
And what if I refuse to believe that?
That is your choice, child. But is that really what you want to believe?
I never imagined that anything I ever wanted even mattered.
It does. Ask yourself, what is it
that you truly want?
That's easy. I just want to belong somewhere. To be important to somebody. Anybody.
Your companions have accepted you. Even if you blind yourself to this fact. But you must open your own eyes. For they can help you. But only if you open yourself up to the possibilities. Only if you open your heart.
I never know who to trust anymore.
Trust yourself. Trust your heart. Your instincts tell you who truly cares about you. All you have to do is trust yourself first.
Sometimes I think, maybe Rosa cares, but I can't even imagine why she would. She doesn't really know me. Why should she even want to?
Perhaps she sees a kindred spirit in you. And if she does, is that really a bad thing?
No, I suppose not. Maybe I've been unfair to her. And the others.
Perhaps you have. Perhaps you now have a different perspective.
Hello? Is someone there in the mist?
Someone might be, boy.
Is it you? Could it be? No, it can't be.
Who else were you expecting, my son?
Father. But how? You died so many years ago.
Dad. Yes. Suppose I did. Awful war.
Then how can you be here?
Who says that I really am, boy? Hold still now. Let me look at you. Huh. Fitz Redhawk. What a man you've grown into.
Yes. A man who has tried his best to be like his father.
You give me too much credit, boy. I was no saint. Yet, you look up to me. Put me on so high a pedestal. But I was merely a soldier, farmer before that, a man, nothing more. And now a corpse, lying in the ground, rotting away.
Don't say such things, Father. You were Chad Redhawk. You were everything to me.
Yes, perhaps I was. You don't need me now, boy. All you need is there. In your heart. You remember that.
I shall, Father.
And remember your family. All is not lost. Someday, you will find your family. Again.
They're alive?
Your family lives on, Fitz. And they await you. Trust yourself. And trust that in the right time, you will find them.
But how? When?
That doesn't matter now, boy. You must first finish what you started. When the time is right, the path will lead you to your family. Trust yourself. Always. That is all you need to know. Simply trust yourself. Understand?
Yes, my father. I think I do.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 3, The Journey Continues, Chapter 9, An Audience with Madame Gira, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance Russell Gold as Archbishop Fentham, Alan Wayman as Danth, Sarah Golding as Lady Natilda, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Zisk, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Jeff Niles as Waldo, Ellie Hirschman as Faust Ravenclaw, Gareth Severn as Nyx, Rebecca Thomas as Zoe Underhill, Persephone Rose as Fitz Redhawk, Deborah Adams as Rosa Dernhelm, Stefania Lindenbaum as Madame Gira, Alan Wayman as Harrow, Tanya Maloyevich as Lily, and Mark Kutu as Chad Redhawk. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and the incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters of Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. If you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story will continue in Chapter 10, coming your way next time. Please join us then.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.